Lord, please help us to exercise the gifts and hidden talents you have blessed us with, so that we may glorify you in all that we do. Amen. Jesus began, "My beloved, I want to speak with you. I know that you are feeling overwhelmed right now because of all the possibilities and work set before you. But I want to simplify it and take away this needless tension. This kind of stress is like a stunned rabbit caught in the headlights. Just as the song said, it's so simple, it's so easy. A Julie True song. Truly, it is so much more simple than you make it out to be. I don't want you to be tense and hung up on what to do next, with all the pros and cons and stressors. I am not beating you, Claire. Rather, I am dancing with you and enjoying your company. Your joy brings me joy, and there is far too little of it in your life. You have grown accustomed to heaviness and stress over yourself, Ezekiel, and the world. I want to lift that burden from you, because my yoke is easy and my burden light. I know you love to work, so I have set before you things you can do for the kingdom. I want you to be light-hearted and peaceful, not so serious, my love, not so tense about what's coming next, but rather have the heart attitude of one who is safely covered away under my wings, someone who is safe and has every need cared for. Like, for instance, this house, and how clean it is now. That's my gift to you, so you have joy in your work without feeling guilty about cleaning. But Lord, I don't know what to do next. You picked prayer and being with me. That was the best choice you could make. Now comes other things, fun things, not gloomy things. I want to lift your spirits. That's another reason I want you ignorant of what's happening in the world. It's like a demon of self-concern. You needn't be concerned, beloved, for I have taken all your concerns into my own capable hands. What is left for you is to create and refine your gifts." I get depressed over that thought. That's because you are looking at what you can do, not what I will do. I will do more than you can think or imagine with your little efforts. Your job is to bring it into working order with my grace. My job is to put it where souls will derive the most benefit from it. So you see, you have very little to concern yourself with. This pattern of worry is a very bad habit your mother also had. I don't need your worries. Sweep them away as crumbs messing up a countertop. Just sweep them away and work on what I give you to do. And stop worrying about your body. I have covered that. In that moment, I was musing on what could be wrong with me. That's more fear, more worry. Don't you know that Satan's servants are trying to redirect your energy away from your creative gifts? Worry is one of the easiest things to infect a person with, so they will lose focus on the good things to do and enjoy. I was quiet, just waiting. "I'm here," Jesus said. "I'm listening, my Lord." Well, the whole point of what I wanted to say to you today is stop worrying. But things are coming up upon the earth, really difficult things. And when they come, I will handle them. We will handle them. So you see, there is nothing to worry about, only just obeying me, doing what I want you to do with your time, enjoying the creative life I have given you. You think and worry too much. You should be more like your husband, spontaneous and enjoying what he does, not looking over his shoulder all the time, asking if he is doing the right thing. Once he has determined that it is my will for him, he relaxes and enjoys the process. You know I will help you, dear one. I am always standing by to help. Claire, enjoy the gifts I have given you. Enjoy them. When I ask you to do something like Chronicles, it is just a suggestion, because I know it would help many. Don't get all tied up in knots if another song comes up instead. Don't beat yourself, for heaven's sakes. And I mean that literally. Heaven does not like to see you all tied up in a ball. The angels want to flow with you. Relax, rest, enter into the slipstream of joy, riding the current to wherever it takes you. I have always been compared to the land tortoise, plodding along slowly, but after I saw Finding Nemo, I was graduated into the slipstream of grace, i.e., the fast-moving ocean current, just allowing myself to be swept away. Peace I give you, my peace I leave with you and all my heart dwellers. Rest in this and do what comes naturally. Do not stress, please. Now rise up, dear ones, and walk in your anointing.